Welcome to Mantos Live, recorded in front of a live audience. We're at the Brink Lounge, 701 East Washington Avenue, right down the hill from the Capitol Building in Madison, Wisconsin. We're your hosts. I'm Mary Gaines, and this is Chris Wagoner.
Hi. Thank you all for coming tonight. We're thrilled to be here with our friends Sims and Maggie from Harmonious Whale. Thanks for coming tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. You're enjoying just sitting there.
Yeah, we were relaxing.
Found a chair. Yeah. I was sitting in it.
Yeah.
Now we're standing. Nice to be here.
Yeah. We'll stay seated though. Yeah.
Will you play along?
Yeah. Sure. Well, it depends.
Well.
Okay. Twist our arm.
Should we play or should we talk?
I don't know.
Let's play.
Let's play.
All right.
Let's get warmed up.
Pockets full of nothing, and our dreams in the golden rain. Now, have you seen the folks in light downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out, and they're talking the Great Depression. Now, our parents had their hard times 50 years ago when they stood out in the empty fields and dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain will fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. Time we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. There's a book up on the shelf about the Dust Bowl days. It's got a little bit of me and a little bit of you in the photos on every page. Our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want the rain to fall or the weather to grow colder. And all this trouble in our fields, if this rain will fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil, no. If we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out.
Beautiful.
Nice. You know, I think it's one of the best love songs ever written.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes... That's a big statement.
Can you qualify that?
Isn't it lovely, though? It encompasses almost everything.
Yeah.
How old is that song? It's not terribly old.
That's not terribly old.
Yeah,
Mm-mm.
That's right.
It's about as old as me, I think.
It was banging around Ireland for
not
a while.
Terribly.
Oh, wow.
The songwriter was banging around Ireland, showing up in bars. And
that says a lot for a song, too.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun to do that? Just go, you know, music pub to music pub.
Well, you guys have done that, haven't you? I mean,
not like... We went with gigs. We had gigs lined up. But there's all these stories of, like, John Prine or, you know, Greg Brown or guys like that just banging around and almost like open mics, except it's just a session, you know. And
do you think they know who they, the people know who they are when they go into a pub? It would be cool if they didn't.
I know.
In a way, for them.
I think they do and they don't. It just depends on the night and what's going on there. And
yeah.
There's the story of Pat McDonald's place up in the place his parents ran up in
Door County.
Yeah, and Willie Nelson showed up one night and just stood up and started singing a song. And God, that guy sounds like Willie Nelson. God, that guy looks like Willie Nelson.
You wouldn't believe it for a second, wouldn't you? You go, he looks a lot like. No, it couldn't be.
Right, no way.
The resemblance is uncanny.
So, if you were wondering, we actually are here. This really is Sims Delaney Podhoff here. And Maggie Delaney Podhoff.
We are not imposters.
And we haven't done, I don't know that we've done anything like just the four of us
we've
on stage.
Talked about it, no.
Yeah.
Talk.
We
do.
Yeah.
Well, it's the economy.
That's what
economy.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we say. We'll do lunch, but we can't even do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's do coffee.
No.
But we've over the years we've talked a lot about, you know, the idea of couples, who are music partners and business partners as we are, Mary and I and you and Maggie, mm-hmm. and kind of the interesting. Interesting road that is. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, when it works. Obviously, it hasn't worked for there are a lot of people that hasn't worked for. But
it's out there. Yeah, there's stories of people who say never work with married couples because, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's all sorts of stories. I don't know if it's...
I hadn't even heard
airing,
of that one.
Airing dirty laundry or not, but Maggie and I were having a terrible fight one day, and we had a gig, and we went to the gig and just, all right, set up. Do the sound check, played the gig, and there were some beautiful moments in this gig. Just highs. It was really nice. We played really good music.
Yeah.
And we got done with the gig. And, you know, guys are like dogs, right?
Yeah.
And I went up to her after with my tail wagging, like, honey. And she just looked at me and said, No. We're right back where we were 2 hours ago.
Right.
It was pretty fun. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'm thinking, you know, that the working relationship can be a breeze in so many ways, but there are certain things, other things in life that you probably shouldn't attempt together, like, for instance, wallpapering. I think that's divorce stuff right there, wallpapering.
Yeah. I don't remember, my only memory of wallpapering is as a little kid, and we lived in this big two-story house, and my folks were wallpapering. You never forget the smell, do you? The smell
the
of
paste.
The glue.
Well, back then,
it was kind of like there was airplane glue.
Yeah, and there's probably
like
arsenic or whatever, you know. It's like, that may explain a lot. But
and did your parents stay together then?
They did. I don't think it had anything to do with the wallpapering.
That's great.
Actually, our almost moment was when we went camping, and I insisted on staking the tent, and Chris said, we don't need to stake the tent.
Well, it was one of those self-supporting tents. Come on. Okay, how many people? Could I have gotten away with that? See, all the guys just raised their hands. See?
Yeah, see?
I'm telling you. Yeah, of course they stake the tent. I'm not an idiot.
Oh, right.
You know, I've recently just come to understand that men like to run around naked at home.
She's not
I didn't understand
of,
it
what?
From,
also
from
camping.
My Chris point of view, but I don't know if women do that.
Well, there's good naked and there's bad naked, right? There's
I think they did it more in the 1950s.
Women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Mother's little helpers.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all
that's true.
Up, right?
And then you just don't care about clothes.
Yeah.
But...
Well,
anyway.
Little background. For those who don't know, we have a lot of history. Sims and I were a couple of the original members of Harmonious Web many, many years ago, and we won't say how long ago. But you guys have kept this thing together for a long. It's wonderful. It's been great to watch your path as you've been doing this.
Wonderful or really unimaginative or non-creative. When you and I worked together, do you remember the names of the band?
Oh,
before
man.
Before it was Harmonious Whale?
God.
Well, there's always some liquor involved when naming a band.
There was, too.
As far as I can tell.
Obviously, if we found... I think I actually have the paper somewhere.
Oh, you do?
I think I do.
Pages.
Somewhere. Yeah.
We worked as Uncle Ka-Chunk for a while, I think.
Did we work? Did we actually get...
Well, no. Things? I mean, work is a loosely... Yeah. You know,
they rehearsed term. As yeah. Uncle Ka-Chunk.
In your minds.
I don't know. It was just kind of a fictitious, you know, Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ka-Chunk, Little Debbie and Howard Johnson.
Yeah.
we were Junior Holstein, weren't we, for a little while?
Yeah, that was very early. Yeah. That was certainly pre-Whale.
Yeah.
Pre-Harmonious Whale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was that gig where the bar owner loved us and gave us, like, every Tuesday night. And we caught the bartenders and the staff calling each other saying, Tuesday night, don't come down here. Don't come down. These people come down with their acoustic instruments and all their dirtbally friends. God, it's so uncool.
Junior Holstein.
And everyone's over 30, they said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't come down here on Tuesdays.
They were very nice to us.
Because our bar owner hired these guys, and they're all over 30. Yeah. It was pretty disgusting to them.
They weren't, were we?
I like both the names, Uncle Ka-Chunk and Junior Holstein.
Yeah. I'll try to think of some of the other really crappy ones.
Yeah, they were stupid. There Allegheny Moon or something.
Oh, was that? See, that's kind of pretty.
That's pretty, but it's dumb.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, names after a while. What's a name, you know? It's hard.
Do you guys perform as a duo occasionally?
No,
occasionally.
Never. Occasionally. That's all online. Occasionally we
okay.
do.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
A little bit, yeah. There's some tunes that that we play that the band doesn't play. And it's kind of fun. It can be nerve-wracking because you get used to the bigger sound. Well, you guys know that. You come from a bigger band sound, and you just have to... Well, we've all got Jethro Burns in our pocket.
Right.
Stand up there with a little mandolin in place. Yeah, we do. There's some stuff. A lot of our tunes we get from movies.
Yeah. Let's play another one.
Okay. Well, this is a song that you and I used to play in The Whale. Cinderella Lion?
Oh, sure.
Hope it's the same. I don't know if these arrangements change or not. But
no.
Probably not.
Actually, yeah, of course they do. They
is
morph.
It in the key of B or something?
They definitely morph.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Go down. Right.
Yeah.
In G, and then it goes to C.
Yeah. Down. Okay.
Yeah. And you get all the solos.
Oh, my God.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you, 'cause it's a sin to tell a lie. Oh, millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. Now I love you, oh yes I do, you know I love you. And if you break my heart, I'll cry.
Took a little girl on a date last night. I tell you people, she looked alright. I'm between the devil and the deep blue seas. She sure looked good to me. I told her I loved her, my how I lied. Now she's set to be my blushing bride. If she gets me to the altar, I'm sunk. 'Cause I can't tell the preacher that I was drunk. Oh Lord, have mercy. Chance to let another man win her. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be
cross
sure
my
it's
heart
when you say I love
never,
you.
Never, never tell another man lie.
It's took
a little girl
to
on a day last night. Tell you people she looked alright. I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. She sure looked good to me. Don't
just because these words
how I
were spoken.
But now she said to me, my blushing bride, she
Wagner on that fiddle, Mary Gaines on the cello. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Now, Chris, didn't you used to play the female part?
Yeah.
Sing the female part?
Whatever. Yeah. It is interesting how that's fairly much, it's very, very similar. I don't quite remember if it's exactly the same. But it's cool how things do morph. You know, it's interesting to work with students, right, and talking about folk tunes in particular, like teaching fiddle tunes, et cetera, especially to people who are classically trained and want to learn how to play violin. It's like, what do you mean you don't always have to play it that way?
Wow.
What are you talking about? You know, and yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, no,
make it up.
This is great. Trust me, in 20 years, you won't be playing it like this at all.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if you're still playing fiddle in 20 years.
Yeah, I'll catch a fiddle student or a mandolin student every once in a while who was one of your students.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's like, well, what did Chris tell you? Get the notebook out. Right. That's brilliant. That's Chris. That's great. I'm using that one.
You're being very kind, I'm sure.
Oh, the concept of how to improvise, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not just how to improvise, but I had a student who had some great ideas of how to make it live and how do you bring something just from notes and really make it swing and take the simplest line and put real feeling into it.
Yeah.
I really paid attention. I gave her that lesson for free because I should have sent you the money.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, it was great. It was but, real insight.
Well, we've all been teaching. Maggie teaches. You teach vocals.
Yeah,
and,
I do. Mm-hmm.
And
I love it.
And different aspects, right? I mean, you guys have had some classes, too, that are, like, much more, like, all-inclusive music training, right?
A little bit. Yeah, workshops.
You know,
but
workshops.
Yeah, but typically I stick to the, you know, teaching the voice, helping people get to their most natural tone.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, you know, if someone's been classically trained, I feel like I have to peel back a big curtain, you know, what's behind the veil?
Yeah.
Where are you in this, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that odd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is finding your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that would be the most natural thing, but it's not. We
right.
get this paint job from the beginning.
Right. If technique has been applied to you,
yeah,
then there might be some undoing of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mark O'Connor, a famous violin player, Nashville session fiddle player. You know, he has a new series out. He has a teaching. I don't know. It's a series of books. It's like five or six or more books. That is teaching. He's connected with the American String Teachers Association,
mm-hmm.
and he's really come up with this pedagogy that's around that basically is taking American fiddle music repertoire and saying, you know, we have enough history now of this style that we can create. This is its own pedagogy. I mean, it's all the technique, same technique is there, you know, but we're going to approach it differently. Yeah, so
it's true.
So mm-hmm. here are these etudes and things that are essentially fiddle tunes. They're reels, they're mm-hmm. jigs, they're
yep.
things like that. This is the American vernacular, and yeah, a lot of it came from Europe,
mm-hmm.
but now we have our spin on it from Appalachia, et cetera. I thought that's a really great concept, and I think it works. It looks great.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
We've noticed things, they're mentioning Appalachian stuff. We had mentioned before how we were in Ireland, and you drive around and listen to the radio, or
mm-hmm.
everybody plays. We were doing some gigs up in near Asheville, North Carolina, up
yeah.
in that neck of the woods, and you turn on the dopiest little AM station, and these players are brilliant, all over yeah. the place, playing folky and bluegrass and Appalachian stuff, but just kids playing brilliantly. So it really is a living
yeah.
piece of Americana.
And it's hard to explain. You know, we talk about teaching tone or teaching how to harmonize, teaching all those basics. And there are these people, you know, the kids that learn at their parents' knee or their grandparents' knee
mm-hmm.
How to harmonize, they don't even think about it. It's like three-part harmony. Nope. Sure, boom.
I know, isn't that fun?
They got it. They nail it. And they don't have to intellectualize it. And
right.
It's part of the language.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was teaching my kid, he's 25 now, and I taught him. I was teaching him violin, and he was whatever the slouch age is. He was just slouching, and I was trying to talk to him about that, about, you know, it's just this one note, but put energy and love into this thing. I mean, music is just, you know, anything. Anything you love, take that same love and put it on that note, and he's mm-hmm. slouching. And next thing I knew, I smacked him with the bow. And sit up straight, and he started to cry. I felt so terrible. Yes, music yes. is love, you little son of a bitch. Oh, sorry. But we got over that one. And I was teaching him. He wouldn't learn. He just wanted to play. He didn't want to learn anything about it. And so don't talk about it. We'll just learn it. And you know, and I'm from Berklee School of Music stuff, where everything you know testing. And he came in one day and said, "Papa, flat six rocks. It does, doesn't it? Flat six is a da 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 dum. That's the that sound that gives it that neat sound is the flat six. And he was just playing all these flat six things, and it was so cool.
Yeah,
flat six totally rocks.
Rock on, rock on. It's
crazy. And then he hit you
with, yeah, with his belt. Yeah,
yeah. Take that, you son of a bitch!
Does rock.
I got you. Well, and they're old enough now that they actually can't come and take them away from you now for having said that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
no, you're problem. In the clear.
Yeah, and this guy I met at a party who came up to me and said, I think 13th chords are dumb.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
We just kind of looked at him and went, oh.
Wow.
Oh, man, like, we only play music in like 14, 17 time, you know? Like really complex time signatures.
Really?
Everyone moved away. Everyone moved away from him on the couch, you know? I got this. I just got to say, we went out for Chinese on the way here. And have you ever gotten a what do they call these, fortune out of the fortune cookie that's like a negative?
No.
Check this out. This is mine.
Okay.
The greatest danger could be your stupidity.
No way.
I kid you not. I got this. I've never.
They're getting mean.
What the heck? They got a special box of these. You know, yeah. It's like this. Got this black label on it. Say, yeah, give him one of those.
Did you leave him a tip? Before or after this?
No, he didn't get a tell, though.
The guy, I got a blank one once, completely guy, blank.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good.
That's not good either, no.
The guy knows us from college. We've been going to that restaurant for years.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I can prove it. It's right here.
What did mine say?
Oh, Mary, of course, got, a person's character is his destiny.
His destiny.
Yeah, and I get...
What about me?
The greatest danger could be your stupidity.
What do you mean by that? You call me stupid?
What? Okay.
Why don't you guys play enough?
Sure. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, let's do the hair.
Okay, let's do
hair. I don't have a uke mic, but that's okay. I'll just scrunch in. It'll work.
Not this one? You want this one?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Passing.
You got the coolest uke.
It's almost in tune, too.
Yeah, I like your newer uke. It looks like it has like modern tuners. Like maybe it's tunable.
Nah.
Okay.
I just laugh at him when he tries to tune this because I don't think it's ever going to get in tune.
Some of you have heard this before, so bear with us. Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah, I know. You can sing it if you know it.
Actually, you want to do beside the breakfast thing?
No.
Okay.
All right, we'll do this one. If I had my mando, we'd do that other one.
No.
Do you guys do this when you're on stage? No. You don't? See, this is the difference between Mary and I and all of our bands. We tend to screw around on stage and just... These guys actually have a show. See, they play performing arts centers and things, and we play coffee houses and things.
And argue between tunes.
And argue between tunes. We think it works, but I have no... Oh, hey.
You might want to back that one off just to snatch.
Rock!
Is this the tune?
Telling me goodbye, la 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 la, and in
arms, I'll be right by your side.
Point.
I like that. Yeah.
Not?
Do you guys have one more? Okay. Well, I tell you what. We have been happy to have Sims Delaney Potthoff and Maggie Delaney Potthoff here in the show tonight. Mad Toast Live
from Harmonious Whale. That's right.
Thank you guys for coming.
Hey, thanks for having
Very
us.
Very cool.
It was fun to play with you.
Yeah. We gotta do it again.
Thanks, guys.
You can find out more about them at whale.com, W-A-I-L, stands for Harmonious Whale. And we had them on the show a little over a year ago with a full band, and we're going to have another episode coming up here with the full band. So thank you all for coming tonight. You can catch all of our podcasts at madtoastlive.com and in the podcast directory of iTunes.
And WORT 89.9 FM or WORT HD.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.